Hello, and welcome to another edition of Forrester's CXCast. Each week, we speak with an analyst from the customer experience team about their research or discuss a customer experience topic in the news. Along with my co-host, analyst Deanna Laufer, my name is Sam Stern. You will hear both of our voices each week. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the inaugural edition of Forrester's CXCast. This week, I am joined by my co-host, Deanna Laufer. My name is Sam Stern, by the way. And we are going to talk about Deanna's new report that just went live last week called Mobilize Your Customer Experience Strategy. Deanna, welcome.
Thank you.
So I want to ask you a few questions about your report. You know, it's about customer experience strategy, but we talk sometimes about a customer experience vision. We talk about having a customer experience strategy. How do you differentiate between a vision and a strategy, those two ideas?
They're really two different ideas. You can think about the CX vision as the big picture, the aspirational description of what your intended customer experience should be. And this should be a description of how you want your customers to feel when they interact with your company, or maybe a depiction of the experience you plan to deliver. It should be a very short, concise statement or picture of what that intended experience is. And the CX strategy is really the plan for how you are going to deliver on that vision.
Great. Okay, that makes sense to me. Now, this may be obvious, but I was wondering about it when I was preparing to speak to you. So why is it important that a company has a customer experience vision or strategy?
So a lot of companies that are starting out don't have a customer experience strategy, and that's okay. When they find themselves in what we call the repair phase of the CX maturity, or of their CX maturity, they're really looking for problems and trying to fix them.
Yep.
Very much the drinking from the fire hose approach. But once you want to have a more mature CX discipline, you need a plan or a way to guide your CX improvement efforts so that you're not pursuing one-off or even conflicting initiatives that don't deliver those sustainable benefits that you're looking for. And a clear CX strategy can also help companies move from that reactive approach to that proactive approach. I like to share a story that was in Forrester's book Outside In about a company that didn't have a CX strategy and what the consequences were. And this particular company, where it was an internet service provider, they found that they had three concurrent projects going on. One to move customers to chat support, one to move customers away from chat support, and one to extend chat support to three additional languages.
Right. Okay. I think that is illustrative then. The idea is, if you just have a high-level vision of an aspirational, you know, intended experience without being very clear about how to get there, people will interpret that their own ways and run off in different directions, potentially, with best of intentions.
Exactly. It's not like people don't want to do the right thing for the customers, but if you don't give them guidelines for what that right thing looks like, then you're going to end up with the situation like that internet service provider.
Right. Okay. So that's a good example of what happens when you don't have a good CX strategy in place. Can you give us the opposite? Can you think of share a company that has a good CX strategy and how that works for them?
Every strategy is going to be different for every company. And as the CEO of digital agency Huge said, someone that I interviewed for this report, strategy is only good if it can be brought to life. And that's something that I wholeheartedly agree with, because it's not the strategy that gets you the money, it's the implementation.
And that's really what your report's all about, right?
Yes, plugging my report.
Yes.
And the reason that I did this report is because even though we see a lot of companies that have CX strategies, when it comes to implementation, most of them are falling down on the job right now, at least when it comes to the first part of implementation, which is communicating that strategy out to their organization. In a recent survey of CX professionals, we found that only 29% share the CX visions regularly with all the employees, and only a quarter do so in a consistent way. So even if you have a message to share, not everyone is getting that same message.
Right. Okay. So then back to my question, which was examples of companies with particularly good CX strategies, that's almost beside the point, right? It's what you do with your strategy that makes it work or not work, because people, you could have the best strategy in the world, but if it's sitting in a drawer somewhere, it doesn't do your company much good.
Exactly.
So it sounds like communicating that vision within the organization is really important. So how do companies do that?
I've seen that companies really take a four-phase approach to communicating their strategy. And it starts with inspiration, because it's not enough to just inform somebody of what you want to do. You have to inspire them to come along with your vision.
Yep.
And so a lot of companies are no longer coming up with these 50-page PowerPoint presentations and making their organizations go through these hours and hours long meetings, but rather coming up with a simple illustration or video or set of promises that capture the essence of that CX vision and make it, I don't want to say make it real because that's so cliche, but make it come alive without having all of that information dump. So I'll give you an example. EasyJet, the European airline, created a one-page customer charter that described the flying promise for their customers. And they enlisted their customer champions to act out life-size versions of each of these customer promises. And they made a video and they shared the video both internally and externally to inspire people to come along with this vision. And Lisa Berger, the head of CX at EasyJet, actually shared this video at our customer experience forum in London this past fall.
Yes, I could see how a video of employees acting out a customer promise is more compelling than a PowerPoint slide. That's a great example. So, okay, so the inspire is phase one of four phases.
Mm-hmm. The second step is to get the managers involved. This is a key level of employees and often the linchpin around change around a new strategy. First, you need to clarify their roles and responsibilities within your strategy and also give them the tools needed to execute. So, for example, at FedEx, they came up with a CX toolkit for project owners and managers, and then trained over 1,000 employees in critical positions on how to use the tools to embed that intended FedEx experience into their different projects and services and interactions.
Great.
And then for the rest of the organization, beyond the managers, and I'm not just talking about frontline employees here, I'm talking about back office employees too, because they have just as much a role in realizing the vision. You want to consider the best way to communicate the vision through engaging techniques like videos and storytelling and learning maps, something that you write a lot about. Techniques that have also been proven to increase knowledge retention. This is something that a lot of companies we're seeing do. Cleveland Clinic, I know, used learning maps to help discuss both the overarching patient experience principles and also what patient experience excellence meant for their everyday tasks.
Great. So that's getting everyone engaged. And then step four?
Step four is really a trick. It's basically, you know, do it again. So so don't think about the communication as a one-time rollout. Thinking about instituting regular reminders about the vision and what steps the organization is taking into realizing that vision. So keep people informed and keep them updated. There's a lot of ways to do this. There's not really one right way. VCA Animal Hospitals embedded client experience language in their employee handbook and company communications as a way to keep people's minds on it. And DBS Bank took a rather creative approach and hired a journalist to publish weekly stories in some of their internal communications to generate buzz about their CX strategy. Another popular thing is to create maybe spaces on company intranets to publish weekly stories or updates about the strategy.
Great. Okay, so inspire, get managers involved, engage everyone else, and then repeat.
Yes.
And do that again and again and again. And that really brings me to the next question, sort of wondering for, you know, if I'm a customer experience professional, how do I know when and whether the customer experience strategy and vision are well understood across the organization?
Well, you could just ask the people in your organization.
Oh, what? Wow. Like a survey or something.
Yeah, exactly. Saskatchewan Government Insurance basically did just that after they held these meetings with their employees where they rolled out the survey and their promise of care, cover, connect. They survey the employees to gauge the level of awareness around the vision and also their desire to deliver on the vision. And the survey was really important in uncovering that they got a lot of feedback about where they needed to adjust the messaging and whether they were getting concrete enough about what the employees needed to do to execute the vision.
That's great. So it's not just knowing whether they understand it, but knowing whether there's anything you can do to evolve it or tweak it or give them more information that will make their understanding deeper and better.
Exactly. At that organization, after that initial rollout, they're going to take all that great feedback and then adjust the way that they're going to do further training and further communication so that they get the most out of it.
Good. And so like step four then is almost, and you were sort of saying this before, it's not really repeat, it's sort of iterate, keep doing it, but keep evolving your approach as you share and communicate about the vision.
Exactly.
Great. So inspire customer experience professionals here for us to start with inspiring their colleagues. Mm-hmm. What would you tell them to when they're asking, how do I get started with this? Mm-hmm.
I would create a communications plan. Think about this like, you know, you're not a media professional, but this is what those folks do. They have a communications plan for any time they're going to roll out something new. So maybe open up an Excel sheet, write down every month in the year and say, this is what I'm going to do each month to get my strategy out. And think about including, you know, a mix of media and also a mix of techniques so that you appeal to different people depending on the way they like to get their messaging. For example, when the CX team at Philips was tasked with rolling out Net Promoter Score to their organization, they started with this communication plan, thinking about, you know, okay, here's when we're going to do the official kickoff. Here's when we're going to publish different articles on our intranet and also, you know, plan for weekly updates by email.
Great. All right. We're recommending to everyone after they listen to this podcast that they go to Forrester.com if they're a client and read your new report, Mobilize Your Customer Experience Strategy. If you're not a Forrester client, you can go to the Customer Experience Team blog on Forrester's site and read a summary of Deanna's report that I know she's already posted that out there. But once they've done that, are there other reports you'd recommend they go read to sort of give them more information on this topic if they're interested?
Yes. If you're listening to this podcast and you're thinking, wow, I don't even have a CX vision or a strategy to share.
And we know that there's a lot of people in the customer experience world out there who, if they're listening, are saying that to themselves.
Yes, exactly. At least 50% of you, right. I would think. Then as a first step, don't read this report. Go back and read one of my older ones on how to build a customer experience strategy that works, create that vision, and then read this report afterwards.
Great. Well, Deanna, thank you very much for joining the inaugural CX cast. And we'll continue these conversations on a weekly basis with some of Deanna and my colleagues as well. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's CX cast. We'll post links to the reports we mention in the blog post where we host the podcast and in the show notes for the podcast itself. For questions or suggestions, please contact Kurt Nichols, that's C-N-I-C-H-O-L-S at Forrester.com. And remember, your customer's perception is your CX reality.